Good morning. Today we're going to start our ceremonies. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Kevin Hassan, post-elect to the local Veteran Foreign Wars Post 5559, Kaku Post. When I first got back from Afghanistan, about 2005, national citizens were saying, thank you for your service. That's great, you all still do it today, but today, especially today, we're here to honor those who not just gave some, or will give more, but gave it all. I'd like to introduce Navy Chaplain Rivers.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for being here. I, too, have been blessed to serve in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we left some good men behind there. So I thank you for being here. I know some of you are here, and you have your own loved ones that maybe you're remembering, so may God be with you in a special way. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. For each day is a gift from your gracious hand, and you are the giver of all good things. As we take time to honor the memory of those in our nation's distinguished history who gave the fullest measure of sacrifice, help us to remember that greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. We remember those who showed the greatest love for their country by sacrificing their lives in defense of our nation, and we honor that memory. I am mindful that this type of sacrificial love first comes from you, and as we receive it, we can pass it on to others. I thank you that these veterans we remember today have passed your love on so sacrificially to their nation and family. In this age when division and self-centeredness are all too often seen, may we recall the selflessness and love of these veterans who gave their all. I pray that your presence, grace, and love especially be with their family and loved ones who cherish these memories. I also thank you for all veterans who have and are sacrificially serving this great nation. May this memorial ceremony today honor their memory and bring glory to you. I pray this in the precious and powerful name of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain. Color Guard, post the colors. And now I'd like to present our guest speaker, Lieutenant Zach from U.S. Coast Guard.
Hello, yeah, thank you. I'm Lieutenant Hookwater. I'm a lieutenant in the Coast Guard. I'm a class of 2009 graduate from the Coast Guard Academy. I work at the Civil Engineering Office in the federal building. We do support services for Coast Guard missions around the state. Feel free to drop by the eighth floor if you ever want to meet any Coasties. Will do. I type my remarks up. I have a tendency to talk, so this should keep me kind of on a good pace. First off, I'd like to thank a few people. I'd like to thank all past and present members of the armed forces. Well, I know today is about honoring those that lost their lives in service to this country. Every day is a day to honor those that are and have been giving a service to their country. You put the needs of others above your own, and we all owe you our gratitude. Second, I'd like to thank the VFW home for allowing me to speak today. I know I'm a fairly junior member relative to some of the speakers you've had in the past, but I can tell you it's a big honor for me, not just because of all the great work that their organization and organizations like them do, but they've had an incredible impact on not just myself, but my family. A little bit about me, my mother's family comes from Chaffee, which is a very poor small town in southern Missouri. And when my great-grandfather, who's a World War I vet, died, he left 12 kids and a wife behind. My grandpa was the second youngest in the family, and by the time he was six, his mother became bedridden and shortly thereafter passed away. Given their situation and the limited options in such a small, often forgotten town, the future didn't look particularly bright for our family. That was until the local VFW in their area identified their situation and moved the six youngest orphans to the VFW home for children in Eden Rapids, Michigan. There, my grandpa and his youngest siblings were given a stable home for the first time in their life. They were given an opportunity to attend school and given a chance at a better life. I can honestly tell you I wouldn't be standing here today had my family not been given that opportunity so many years ago. And later this month, I'll be heading back to Eden Rapids for my grandpa and grandma's 60th wedding anniversary that they're holding in Eden Rapids. So I thank the VFW for that. When Mr. McCrumman first asked if I would come talk, I asked him what he'd like me to talk about, if he had any particular requests or if he wanted me to read a poem. I'm an engineer, so I'm kind of a nerd. I like stats and facts and quotes and stuff. And when I asked him, he basically just asked me to talk about what Memorial Day means to me, try to say something, I guess, that's personal to myself. It was kind of hard for me. I definitely wrestled with it, because for me, Memorial Day has meant a lot of different things as I was growing up, as I'm sure it does for many people throughout the country, particularly young people that don't understand the gravity, you know, until they grow older. I'm often asked the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day, and as I move around the country and I meet a lot of different people with different backgrounds that don't celebrate the same holiday schedule as I do, I always tell them the same thing. You know, Veterans Day is about honoring those that serve their country in one of the armed services, and Memorial Day is about honoring those that gave their life in the service of others. I'm not sure why I always use that line or why I think it's a sufficient answer, but when you repeat something over and over, it just becomes second nature, and, you know, I can spout that off to someone without thinking, and that's wrong. The older I think, the more I learn about the world and what some have done for many. The words Memorial Day bring with them a certain feeling, much more gravity. I remember when I was little, it was a long summer weekend to me when I would just drink sweet tea with my grandpa and we would hang this massive flag in his yard and he would teach me how to grill a steak without overcooking it like all the other Midwestern people do. And for the one day a year, my grandpa would talk somewhat about his service. That's the only reason I even knew he served in Korea. And he would talk about, you know, friends that he had lost. I have a very vivid memory of asking my grandpa, you know, why is there so much taking in war? I mean, I was a weird kid. I know that's a weird question. But everything I would see in movies is about, you know, taking the hill or taking the field or, you know, stealing victory from the jaws of defeat. And, I mean, I'll always remember this. I remember my grandpa turning to me and saying that, like, war is not about taking. It's about giving. And that's something that was really hard for me to really understand at such a young age. And a second, I'm losing this here. But it always stuck with me. You know, for the longest time, I remember thinking, you know, the reference was more about not stealing or that I had to volunteer more or something in my life. But as I get older, it's more and more about, you know, what has become kind of a family motto for us. You know, my grandpa and his friends gave so much for so many, and that guided him through the rest of his life. It was really hard for me to remember people that I didn't know at such a young age when he told me that. And so I really couldn't appreciate what he meant by that. As I got older and went off to college, Memorial Day started to have a different feeling to it. The closest thing I have to a brother in this world is my friend John, and John enlisted in the Marines and was shipped overseas for multiple deployments while I was at the academy. The idea that John's name could be one of those read aloud at the Cadillac Michigan Pavilion every year, it haunted me every time I saw the news. I was terrified to watch every time there was an attack or something like that. We wrote letters back and forth almost weekly while I was at school and while he was on deployment after deployment. And it was a funny thing to feel my worldview change as John's letters described a life I only knew from movies or from stories that were passed down in our family. John made it home, unlike so many other kids from our little town, and, you know, John's a very different person than he was. He's still a wonderful guy, and I'm pretty sure my mom likes him more than she likes me, but I know he carries a weight with him, one that he'll have the rest of his life. The holidays stopped being about remembering, you know, my great-grandparents, my grandparents, my parents and their friends, and it started, you know, selfishly to feel like a personal holiday. Attending funerals for fallen classmates and writing letters to moms that I saw at, you know, holiday parties and stuff about their son being gone definitely changed Memorial Day to be less of a holiday about barbecues and warm weather and more of a day of remembrance, as it really should be. I haven't served in combat, and I don't pretend to know what it's like to lose a friend in the field, but I know how seriously servicemen and women take their oaths. And those that swear them, live by them, and offer their life for them have earned our respect and gratitude. My Grandpa Hookwater was a man of few words and rarely spoke about his time in the Army, but his respect for the services and those that have given their life in the service of others was really hard for him to hide. When it came time for me to graduate from the academy, he was in very poor health. He was on an oxygen tank, he was unable to fly, and the doctors were adamant that since his system was so weak, a road trip from Michigan to Connecticut to see me graduate was just not in the cards. After a very frank discussion with his doctors, he informed my grandma that they could look for a new doctor when they got home because he was going to go pack. Several weeks later at graduation, I had a wonderful moment with my grandpa where he told me, you know, I'm proud of you, and he pinched my arm, which is this weird thing he would do. He'd pinch all the grandkids' elbows to the point of pain so you knew how much he loved you. And as he got older, you had to, like, pretend that you could feel it because he was getting old. But he pinched me and, you know, said, I'm proud of you, and it's a great honor to serve your country and honor the past. It was a wonderful moment that I'll take with me for the rest of my life. And the next day on a freeway in Ohio, my grandpa died on the way home. I know he's just one person, and he's my grandpa, so that stands out to me. But I think if you ask anyone who served and who's lost loved ones, they would feel to some degree the same way. Despite all the friends he'd lost and all the hardships he'd faced during the time that he was on active duty, he respected the sacrifices that others had made and come before him, those that he had suffered with, and he still believed there was honor and service to others until his last day. Today we honor and remember those that made the ultimate sacrifice for our country, brave men and women who answered the call and fought for our freedoms, allowing us to live and enjoy peace here at home. We can honor their sacrifice in many ways, in the way that we live, the way that we treat one another, and in the good that we do during our time on this earth. But most importantly, we must remember those that gave everything so that we could do so. May we never forget. Thank you.
We'll now be presenting Reese. First one will be Veteran Foreign Wars, Taku Post 5559. We now have wreaths from the Knights of Columbus. Now have Reese presented by the Juneau Elks Lodge. We'll now have Reese present by the Southeast Alaska and Tongass Hog Chapter. We'll now have Reeves presented by the Veterans for Peace by Paul and Diane D. Slover. Now open for anyone else if they have reads to present. I'll hand it back over to Chaplain Rivers.
Thank you. So get ready for the benediction. May God's grace and peace be upon you in a special way, especially those here who have lost dear loved ones in battle. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for those who have hosted this Memorial Day service and all the work they put into it. Today, as we remember and honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country, we thank you for all veterans and their families. May you especially be with the family members and friends of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for their country, and may you provide comfort and grace to these loved ones and family members. May they know you and know your love deeply. As we remember those who gave so much to protect and serve others and to keep this community, state, and nation strong, may we look to you for that love that you give and pass it on to others. May we honor their memory to the fullest by receiving your love and emulating their example in loving and sacrificially serving. As we do this, may we bring glory to you every day. I pray this in the precious and powerful name of the Lord. Amen.
I'd like to thank you all for coming, our distinguished guests, Mayor Sanford, relatives, veterans, our bugler, Adrian's safe spec, our color guard, and of course, Lieutenant Zach and our Chaplain Rivers. Thank you. This concludes our services. If you wish to find a particular marker or gray marker, Parks and Recreation is here to service to find that one for you. Thank you.